From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This is the time of year where musicians from all over the country, and to some extent from all over the world, descend on Austin, Texas, all of them trying to be heard over the din of every other musician. The South by Southwest Music Festival, or SXSW, as you'll see it in print, is a music festival like no other. 1,800 musical acts fill Austin from Wednesday, the 18th of March, through Saturday, the 21st. NPR Music will be there to cover the festival, and you can follow our coverage at npr.org/SXSW. On Wednesday, March 18th, our first event will feature the Heartless Bastards, the Avett Brothers, and the world premiere of the new album by the Decemberists called The Hazards of Love. On Thursday, we'll also be streaming live with Town Wynn, Blind Pilot, Blackjacks, Kanon, Dirty Projectors, and Blitz and Trapper. On this edition of All Songs Considered, our preview of South by Southwest with All Songs Considered producer Robin Hilton, Monitor Mix blogger, and former Slater Kenny guitarist Kerry Brownstein, and we'll begin with Stephen Thompson. He curates Song of the Day. He's also the editor of NPR Music Online. And I asked Stephen to describe South by Southwest to the uninitiated.
It's basically music in bulk. You get...
Costco.
Costco, yeah. And you walk down... especially when you're sort of in the nerve center of Austin, which is 6th Street. But you're walking down the street, and out of every corner of the world is going from bands playing seemingly overhead, underground, in all directions. And you could just walk into a club and discover a new band. It's very exciting. And of course, every night there are all these official showcases where you can, if you want, you can hopscotch around and see a bunch of different things, or you can catch an entire lineup. And during the day, there are sort of parties going on where a lot of these same bands are playing. So there are a lot of opportunities to see each band. It's a little bit like the way a film festival works. You know, there are a bunch of different screenings of a movie. It's just 4 days of total sensory overload.
So what we all had to do to prepare for this show, I asked you all to come up with a couple of songs by artists that you had not a clue about and present them, because, you know, South by Southwest, like Stephen said, is about discovery. And then a couple of bands that maybe you either know or have never seen before. And let's just get right to some music, because we've yacked an awful lot and we haven't heard any music. I want to ask Carrie to take us to our first band, a band that you just had not a clue about, and when you get to South by Southwest in Austin, you're going to go see.
Okay, I'll start with the Entrance Band, who I discovered. I think I was looking at a show lineup that is occurring at South by Southwest, and I actually had not heard of a single band on the show, which is exciting. That's how many shows are at South by Southwest. And I went to each of the band's MySpace pages, and when I went to the Entrance Band's page and their song started playing, Grim Reaper Blues, I couldn't stop listening. And that was, out of all the bands on that bill, was the one that I was most drawn to. They're from Los Angeles. The singer guitarist is a man named Guy Blakeslee, and they've just signed to Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth's label called Ecstatic Peace, which is a great label that puts out a lot of cool experimental, just exciting music, and definitely a label that I look to for good stuff. And so yeah, the Entrance Band.
We'll be right back. Wow.
I love that. I really love that a lot.
Me too. I'll be there. I'm going to try to see all their shows.
Oh, please take me.
Let's go, Robin. I feel like I'm going to pick each of you to see a certain show with me. With Stephen and I, Marcy Playground. Robin and I will see the Entrance Band.
That was great. The opening note, I was in love with it.
That was
same
really
here. That's the best part about South by Southwest. Like Stephen was saying, we're trying something difficult, which is to discover a band before South by Southwest that we want to see. But I think I achieved that with that one, at least for me.
I hear that and immediately think that's going to be so great live. Like I'm just picturing tons of lights and, you know,
fire pits and that's
fire dancers.
Robin, why don't you pick us something you found that was unique?
Unique. Was that part of the?
No, that's unique. Could you,
did you rather want clothing
with a beard
again?
And an acoustic guitar? Is that unique?
No. Well, we were going to talk a little bit about our process for picking these bands, and I can just say very quickly that my process, we had over 1,000 bands that we were trying to, of songs that we were trying
1,083.
To get through, and so I felt like I couldn't really afford to spend a whole lot of time with each of these. So I was looking for something that was just immediately catchy. But I picked a band that you might be surprised that I picked. It's a group called the Dolly Rots.
Oh no.
Everyone heard the Dolly Rots?
I remember
I
the Dolly
thought,
Rots.
I heard this song, and it was immediately catchy to me.
Yes,
And then I just sat with it for a while, and the more I listened to it, it just got in my head. And I thought, this is just fun. This would be a fun band to see live.
Do we have to play it?
We do.
Word for it.
This is, I love things like the name of this song is My Best Friend's Hot, which to me is funny.
Yes, I do.
And then
this.
The album it's from is called Because I'm Awesome. And I think that's a great album name, too. But obviously don't know a lot about this band. I looked it up. They're a trio from Los Angeles, and I guess they had a song on the TV show Ugly Betty. So,
God, it sounds better and better.
Anyway, the Dolly Rots, My Best Friend's Hot.
My best friend's hot, my best friend's hot, no matter what I do, won't.
That's as far as I got. I just want you to know that. I mean, okay.
No, I brush my hand across your knee, just take it slow.
If it weren't for my sciatica and my trick knee, I would totally pogo stick dance to this song. I mean, I just think it's good fun.
Well, it is part of the process of listening to this. I mean, we heard about 1,100 songs. We went to the South by Southwest website and downloaded a ton of MP3s.
You went to the
site. That's right. I did one by one. My OCD came in so handy. It was about 1,100 MP3s, and we just went through them. Each of us individually went through them and kind of highlighted some of our favorites. And, a song like that jumps out.
Yeah.
For better and for worse, a song like that jumps out. And you hit these things where it's like this watery instrumental, for two, and you're like...
Just if we could, I'll play just sort of a sample of, like, if you were to go through some of these, and I'm just going to give you a quick sampling of what it's like to sort of go through, like, 15 songs.
Great.
I let that go on a little long, didn't I? It's the same song. It's the same song.
Did we already hear? Yeah, I felt bad sometimes because, you know, I probably spent 10 seconds or less on some of these bands, but we just did not have time to...
I found in some cases the more a song was like the more I wanted to kind of dig into it a little bit.
Huh. Me too.
and well, I have to... Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think it's almost a study in contrast. Like, for Robin, when the Dolly Rots came on, that was the relief for him. But for me, when, like, this guttural metal music came on, I was like, oh, God, I could just relax right now.
There were a couple of metal bands where I was like, yeah, this is kind of awesome. There's also stuff where it's like, wow, this is exactly the music I pretended to like in high school.
If I could just for a second, I know Bob just did this, but I just want to say that this for me perfectly sums up how I was able to decide very, very quickly whether or not I was needed to spend more time with the band. And then also explains or illustrates how it all became one big blur to me after a while, where I wasn't even sure what I was listening to anymore. This is a band called Black Skies. Here's a band called Black Tusk. Here's a band called Autons. Seriously, you know, here's a band called Blood Red Throne.
Ooh.
Yeah, I listened to that entire song.
Did you really?
I kind of love that song.
Wow.
That one stood out for me. I mean, it totally
threw off my breathing. I had totally. Breathe into a paper bag after a while.
And I have to say that, I mean, we all know, because we do this for this really hard job that we all do. First of all, it's not coal mining. But we all know that every one of those songs and every one of those bands, it's somebody's life, and it's somebody's, you know, either they threw their mortgage into making the CD and all that stuff. So on one hand, we don't take it lightly. On the other hand, you have to have some sort of process to filter it.
Well, there's just a limited amount of time right. Before the festival starts.
I don't know what each of your criteria is for what you want to get out of South by Southwest, but I want to find something different. And you can only have sort of clues into, I'm going to find something different in the way the chord structure might be for the song, the sort of tones they decide to use, the kind of words they decide to choose. That's for me. You could all speak for yourselves of what you want to get out of the festival, but...
I want to get out of the festival with a couple of new bands I like. It doesn't have to reinvent the form. I want to get a few things that I could, you know, maybe if I'm lucky, get something I can put on my top 10 list, or something that I can pick for song of the day, or something that I want to come out of it championing new things.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it might be like in this case, this was a band that I almost felt like I wanted to play in and be a part of. As opposed to just listen to them, and they were a band whose name was not attracting me, which is often the case. A name will attract me to a band. Sergeant Dunbar and the Hobo Band, and they spelled Band BANNED. You know, yeah, no, I didn't care for that much, but they reminded me a bit of Beirut, and they reminded me a little. They said that one of their influences was Neutral Milk Hotel, and I thought it was curious. That's when I went back and looked about them, but I already fallen for their song, so let me play this song. It's called A March Through Charlie Mingus's Garbage Pile. Takes a little bit. And know very little about this band. I know they're from Albany, and I also know that if my cell phone rings, it's this guy Alex from the band who I emailed hoping that he'd tell me something about his band.
Before the show, we may take a call before the show
is out. We'll see. Who knows?
So that was, what was it, Colonel?
Colonel Mustard in the
Colonel
kitchen
Mustard
with a knife.
With a candlestick.
With a candlestick.
That sounds...
Sergeant Dunbar and the Hobo...
Band,
B-A-N-N-E-D, and it just sounds like a great deal of fun to either be in that band or be in the club too. Stephen Thompson, your pick of a band you didn't know before all this.
Well, yeah, it's sort of another example of the, in spite of the band name, or maybe in part because of the band name, it caught my attention. But a Scottish band. Speaking of names that are hard to spit out, Dan and Anna Aykroyd. It's just this total, you know, there's nothing terribly new here. I still, like, listening to it, I still can't make out a single word that's being sung in this song. But I just loved it, and I've gone back and listened to it again and again, and this is a band I really want to try to see live. The song is called Pink Sabbath. The press photo of this band, they're in a human pyramid. There are six of them, and they all have giant grins on their faces. And, you know, I'm you know, very outspoken about being partial to mopes with beards and acoustic guitars and whatever, and I just know there's going to come a point in this festival where I'm going to walk in and see Dan and Anna Aykroyd and just get my own giant grin. They describe their genre as fight pop.
Nice. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I liked how eager the drummer was. I think we should listen to that song again and count the snare rolls.
No, that's a good find. I love that too.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
So I'll put all these songs online for you to hear, and then you can count the drum roll, the snare rolls on that song. There'll also be a link to the iTunes store. Go download the 10 artists that we're going to feature for free at iTunes. We will webcast the shows that we mentioned live, which are the Decemberists, the Avett Brothers, and the Heartless Bastard show, which is Wednesday night, and then our showcase, which is going to happen on Thursday the 19th. All that schedule stuff is online, so that stuff will be live, and then it'll wind up archived on the site very soon after the fact, and it'll wind up in the All Songs Considered Live Concert podcast, so you should follow the All Songs Considered Live Concert podcast, and these will just come right down to your music player. Yeah. And then we'll also be writing about the things we see and carrying on conversations and putting those things online, too, and those will be, you can follow that on that npr.org/South by Southwest page in the blog that we'll have.
Yeah, basically, we're just trying to present the festival for those who want to go to the festival but can't. We're trying to recreate the experience as much as possible online. We're also putting together a 100-song stream on the site. It's just where you can tune in at any point, and you'll just pick up wherever it is in the stream and just hear 100 songs that I or you guys recommended.
That floated to the top out of the 1100.
That floated to the top out of the 1100.
Carrie, why don't you give us another pick, a band that you want to go see that you didn't know before you went through this stack.
Okay, this next band is called the Phenomenal Handclap Band, which was a name that I was drawn to, even though it's a little bit silly, but I had no idea what to expect. And they are peddling in a genre that I haven't been totally sold on, this kind of dance blend with rock genre. And it's these two DJs that kind of grew tired of the music that was being made in their scene in New York, and they decided to make it themselves. And a bunch of people are in this band, TV on the Radio, people from Blues Explosion, Mooney Suzuki. I mean, on their website, there's like 25 members. But I do like this song, and it's called You'll Disappear.
What do you think the stage show would be like for something like this?
Well, honestly, if there might be 30 people up there or one. Like, it's going to be one or the other. From pictures that I saw on the internet, and this is what's so funny about us having to research these bands, is we don't know what they look like. We don't know what their stage show's like. But it looked like they have people up there actually playing all the instruments. When that's, I think, what drew me to this band in terms of wanting to see them live, is I want to see how that sound manifests itself live. And every song, because they are borrowing different singers, sounds quite different, which seems kind of exciting. Maybe I'll be dancing. Maybe you guys will be dancing with me. Robin's like, no. I'd rather dance to Dolly Rots with my shirt off.
Pogo. Yeah. Nobody wants that, Carrie. I really love that. I really love that a lot. In fact, once the vocals finally kicked in, I was thinking this could become one of my favorite bands this year. I really love this a lot. Absolutely. And when you sent this pick in yesterday, I liked it so much, I looked a little bit up on the band, too, and did see some pictures of, it looked to me like 50 people on the stage in this band. And, this would be a great show to see.
Didn't they call the Phenomenal Handclap Band? Is that right?
Phenomenal Handclap Band. Yeah,
nice
that's a
name.
Great find.
Thanks.
Robin Hilton, what do you got?
This is a band called Passion Pit, and the song is called Sleepyhead.
I like this one, too.
Yeah, this had a little nice little synth line that kicks in about a minute or so into it that I found that I thought was really catchy. It's just five guys in the group, and they're from Boston. And the band, again, is called Passion Pit, and the song is Sleepyhead.
And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely marked that as one of my 3- and 4-star songs.
Was sure. it?
Yeah, quite like that.
I like that there are about 10 different hooks all fighting with each other in that song.
Totally. Yeah. And that was a song that wasn't immediately catchy, but it just it surprised me at the beginning. It had a little, some weird little sounds at the beginning, and it just made me stop what I was doing and figure out what was going on. But this song just makes me feel good.
So there are 5 people in that band?
I think it's, I wrote his name down.
Passion Pit.
Michael Angelakos, I think, is the front man for the group, and I think it's mostly his music, and then he has some other guys who help.
I'm glad that's not just one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it more exciting. I loved that one, too.
Yeah.
We all agree.
This is beautiful.
Aw, you guys are great.
I love you guys.
Not again. We did this.
This happens every single show.
I was just looking at my notes here at some of the band names that we haven't talked about. We talked about some of the band names, but one of them is We Were Promised Jetpacks.
I love
that. Was my favorite. I wrote that one down too.
That's funny. I continued on with all the We Were bands. Did you notice how many there were?
Oh, yes. I think
We Were Loves. We have band.
We are standard.
My favorite one though was Zoloft, the Rock and Roll Destroyer. And that, I thought it was funny. There was another band that had a song called "Me and Zoloft Get Along Fine."
We should put them together.
Yeah.
There's a band from Austin I never heard of, and they're called Weird Weeds. Again, this was a band that seemed to hold some mystery for me, so I'm looking forward to walking in the club and seeing if they draw me in with their sound. The song's called Red. Notice I'm more and more a sucker for a band that uses mallets. It's something I've discovered about myself. I love that sound. I love the sound of something soft hitting the skin of a drum.
There's something really they're very well named, that band.
The Weird Weeds.
Yeah, they're a little sleepier than I think I want to see while I'm there. But
yeah, I just from the way that they were pounding on the guitar, I got the feeling that there was going to be some more higher energy stuff. I didn't listen to anything else, so I don't know, but I'm up for it. Yeah. I figure I'm going to hear a lot of loud fast. That's going to be easy.
Fast, quiet,
so in fact,
loud.
the Sergeant, whatever, Dunbar and this are sort of, because I know I'm going to find the other stuff, that's why I chose those.
Yeah, those are good antidotes to the harder stuff. I really liked the way that song unfolded. It had some surprising elements that I wasn't really expecting.
Yeah, if that guy didn't sing so nicely and it didn't all sort of come back together with that weird... if that was just all there was to the song, I would have left it alone. But the fact that it all weaved together is what held, made it work for me. So, Stephen, you get the last one. These are bands going to play at South by Southwest beginning the 18th and goes on through Saturday night, really, until Sunday morning. And we'll do lots of coverage. And these are bands that we've discovered before we've gotten there and trying to
These are the bands we'd never heard of.
Never heard of and want to go see.
Yeah.
And your pick.
Yeah, this one's kind of interesting. And I kind of... I was a little torn about whether to include it because the guy sounds so much like somebody else that you're almost going... There's almost a tribute act element to this, and yeah. You guys are both nodding.
Let's not say who it is, because we'll leave it to...
You guys are nodding in advance, but I love the voice, and I'm just very curious to hear where he goes. I also think it's a nicely written song. If we can just listen to the first minute or so of this. This is a singer named Vijay Kishore. It sounds like an outtake from the Bends.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's totally poor man's Radiohead. I mean, he sounded just like Tom York.
I don't really get to see Radiohead anymore.
So and you won't see him on a small stage.
Yeah, I'm not going to see Tom York strumming an acoustic guitar and singing that kind of song. I can't help it. I mean, I know it's crushingly derivative. But it's derivative of something I really, really love.
See, is it derivative? That's what I was going to ask if you thought it was.
I don't know if you can even call it derivative. It's clearly just the way the guy sings. But there's such an affect to. I mean, he just sounds exactly.
Inflections, everything. Yeah, the way he rises and falls.
He slurs certain words exactly the same way.
I didn't put it on my list for that reason.
Right.
But went and listened to other songs from this fellow, and his name is
Vijay Kishore.
Thank you, because I wouldn't have gotten that. They weren't as affected and as Tom Yorky as that was.
Are they as good?
And they were very good. So I'm going to check this person out too. So Robin Hilton, this is the part of the show where we're going to play bands we know, maybe you've never seen, that we definitely want to see in Austin. We're going to go through these a lot quicker. All of these will be on the website. Take it away.
Jason Lytle of the band Granddaddy. I've always wanted to see Granddaddy. They broke up in 2006 before I had a chance to ever see them. Jason Lytle, the frontman of the group, is back this year with his first solo album since the band broke up, and he'll be playing there. Can't wait to see him. This is a cut from his upcoming album. The album's called Yours Truly, The Commuter, and the song is Birds Encouraged Him.
No more hear the story told. no longer did he wonder of getting old, as birds encouraged him on life to hold. And they said, why you don't even try? Why just one more night? Why you don't even try?
When I saw the Jason Lytle album come in a few weeks ago, I was just in heaven. I've really been wanting to hear something from him in the last couple of years, and we're going to do actually an exclusive first listen with this entire album probably in late April, because it doesn't come out until early May, but we'll be able to put the whole thing up for everyone to hear online.
That's great, and well, let's track him down. Maybe we can have some fun.
Yeah, hope to.
Good. Steve,
hang out, buy him a beer.
Jason, you don't know me.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
But isn't Ryan going to come down from...
Ryan Lodd of Sunlux.
Sunlux? No, oh, good. Then you can hang out with Jason. Steven, on to you.
Okay. Singer I've always loved. This guy named Micah P. Henson. And he's a young guy. He's in his early 20s. But he has this kind of somewhat of an old man voice. And it's just... I would just liken it to just like sipping a cup of warm cocoa. His voice just really settles me down. I just love his voice. And this is called Tell Me It Ain't So.
Constantly protecting what isn't mine. Constantly protecting what isn't mine. Names on the wall and ghosts chattering on down the hallway. Constantly craving what isn't mine. Constantly craving what isn't mine. Hands on the shelf and water on down the well. Tell me it ain't so. Tell me that it ain't so.
Is it okay to have beer with cocoa? I'm not sure that that's going to work out.
Yeah, rather than
so cocoa, well.
I'll probably hold a beer while I watch. Yeah. But I don't know how he is live, but I could just listen to his voice all day.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of Smog, but yes. I liked it a lot.
I hope they have the strings with it, because that nice. Sort of really makes it work.
Yeah,
very achy.
Love that voice.
Now, you picked a Micah. I picked a Mika.
Oh, sure.
This is Mikachu. Mikachu Levy. I don't know much about Mikachu Levy. She is a... sort of a sound artist of sorts, and made a bunch of mixtapes, and then put together an album that comes out in, I think, the end of April with a band. But Mikachu Levy, I just thought this was just a fantastic pop song, and I really want to see what and how it all unfolds live. So this song's called Golden Phone. Thank you. So Mika Levy, Mika Chu is how she goes by that name, and I love it. I love the album. I've heard the whole album as a few weeks ago, and then saw that she was at South by Southwest.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that. That was one I skipped over pretty quickly, but hearing it now, yeah, I like that.
Cool. Carrie?
I cheated a little bit. I ended up seeing this band last night. If we had just recorded the show yesterday, I would have never seen this band. But this is a band from Portland, Oregon. They all moved down from Olympia, Washington. Three women who call themselves Explode Into Colors. And they wear their influences on their sleeves. They sound a little bit like ESG or the Slits. And it is a deceptively simple music. It is actually not at all. And it's rhythmic and it's restrained and it's, I think it's pretty exciting. So I am looking forward to seeing them again at South by Southwest. And this song is called Hands, Eyes, Mouth.
So, Carrie, earlier you picked a bunch of bands that you were going to go with Steven. You picked one with Robin. Can we go to this one together?
Yes, okay. Bob, I'm so you surprised.
You left me. I like this, yeah.
How was the show, Carrie, you saw last night?
The show was fantastic, and everybody in the audience is drawn towards this band. They become this beacon on the stage, and the club had two different rooms, and everyone just migrated towards them, and it's very transfixing. It's hypnotic, and it's exciting with the two, the drummer and then another woman playing percussion. It's, I think it's a pretty galvanizing experience. It'll be a fun show.
We were talking earlier about, the Stephen was trying to describe 6th Street when you look down and there's sound coming from everywhere. Last year was the first year they ever let me out of the building to go to South by Southwest. and when I walked down that 6th Street and heard all of those sounds and all of the people, I literally just started, I think about it now, and I just started laughing out loud. And I got giddy, completely giddy. I hadn't had a beer or anything, and I was completely giddy. I found heaven just everywhere I turned. And the next band that we're going to play, which is called Ponytail, they're a band from Baltimore, gives me that kind of giddy feeling, that same giddy feeling that I had when I went to South by Southwest. You don't have to play a lot of them. I think this cut is 7 minutes long or something. But let's give a listen. I think Baltimore might give Portland a run for its money with Ponytail. They also have Dan Deacon, of course, and Animal Collective.
I almost picked this song. That's funny.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. So that's Molly Siegel, and she, like Mikachu, are very small women who make loud, wonderful noise, and I just love that record.
I think I'll be seeing Jason Lytle.
Robin actually took his headphones off during a fire. I'm going to rat him out. I only took mine and pulled them farther from my ears.
The feedback there after a while, it started to get a little painful.
There's just so much joy in that music. I just can't even describe it.
I don't deny
that
for a second.
I may have to join you to see them.
All right, that's
me too, Bob. All right. The three of us will.
I'll stay in my room and cry.
The three of us will go and we'll talk about Robin behind his back.
And any other, just like any other night.
Robin will be off seeing Third Eye Blind instead.
Wait, time out. Are they playing?
Yes.
Do you want to go back? You should pick them for your next one, Robin.
Yeah, let me just make some changes.
All right. Stephen, maybe someone that really rattles somebody, so calm them down. What do you got?
Yeah, I feel a little weird going after Ponytail here. I feel like anything is going to sound too quiet. But this is one. Actually, one of my writers picked this for Song of the Day. It picked this artist for Song of the Day like a few years ago, and I liked it and forgot about it completely. And so when it came up, as I'm scanning through hundreds and hundreds of MP3s, I was just really taken by it. And I think I'd heard it before, but kind of fell in love with it anew. This is a musician who goes by the name Pink Nasty. Her actual name is Sarah Beck. She wasn't actually born Pink Nasty. but she has somewhat of an unhelpful bio. She's collaborated with Will Oldham quite a bit. But at the end it says, singer-songwriter Pink Nasty likes waffles. But this is a lovely song.
Pink Nasty doesn't sound like a band or artist who would collaborate
with Will Oldham. I know, it's part of it. There's a lot of dissonance going on in her persona. But
it is your second Pink pick today.
Pink Sabbath by Dan and Anna Aykroyd, yeah. Which is very unlike the song you're about to hear, which is called Mold the Gold.
Right.
Almost got through summer, so I plan a few things. In the dead, dead grass, you're looking a little bit mean. I slept off day, made expensive dreams with special effects that no one's ever seen. There is a boy there, but I could only see the back of him.
Nice. There's a little Jenny Lewis in some of the way she emoted.
Yeah, it's what I love about that song is it's very pretty, but there's real tension to it. I could listen to that one again and again. I can't.
Robin, cue it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. There we go.
Robin Hilton, what do you got?
This is an artist who goes by the name Mira, and I have found over the years that I have a very bad habit of falling in love with bands and artists right around the time they decide to stop doing stuff. And she is one of those artists who I fell in love with, and then she largely disappeared. She's about to put out her first new album in 5 years.
We had her on. What? Do we have her on All Songs Considered?
Yeah, 5 years
ago.
She did a record with someone.
Yeah, she's done some collaborating on a few other projects and some remixes, but this is her first studio album of new material in about 5 years. It's called Aspera, and this song from that is called Generosity. I saw you hold back a yawn there, Bob.
I actually really like her, and I was holding back yawn, but it had nothing to do with her. Her, like Laura Gibson last year, these quiet artists, I sort of shied away from thinking about seeing them because I was so disappointed with Laura, though.
It wasn't her fault.
It wasn't her fault at all, but it's, you don't have behaving crowds. You don't have respectful crowds because they're paid already. They're walking for basically nothing, because their money's been paid before. And they see a friend, they start yakking, and the act comes on. It's the 26th act that they've seen that night.
And if the singer's quiet enough, that was the moment that launched the Tiny Desk on.
I don't know if she's going to be playing by herself. I hope she has a few other people on stage, maybe a couple strings. But she and Jason Lytle both, they're just two artists I've wanted to see for so long now, and wasn't sure if I was ever going to get a chance. I'm so glad they're back this year with new material.
And that was Mira.
Mira.
All you have to do is live until then.
Yes. I'll make it.
hang in there, buddy.
Thank you.
He hasn't been looking so good.
Oh, poor Robin.
See what I'm talking about?
I saw her last night with Explode Into Colors, Robin, and she did play with a few string players, so you will be pleased.
How was the show?
She was great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Let's not put this in. I was talking kind of in the other room. Also, let's not put this in, but Robin, when you're like, I tend to fall for bands, I thought you were going to say that turn out to be lesbians.
I really thought she and I could have had something.
And now you said we can't put that in. Right?
Well, we could. But I really thought you were going to say that, and it would have been so great.
No, but I can't, honestly, though, seriously, I cannot tell you how many bands I've started to listen to and right around the time they've decided to call it quits because they're tired of being broke all the time or they just run their course. Let's start with Led Zeppelin. What was that all about?
So let me run down the lineup of what we're doing. On Wednesday, come to the npr.org/SXSW page. You can come there sooner, and you can click for reminders about when these things happen, too. So that's one good thing. And then the iTunes, the 10 songs you can get from iTunes will be up there. We'll begin our coverage on Wednesday evening. All the times appropriate to your time zone will be there. And then on Thursday, we'll have our day party. That'll be there. We have some surprises coming on Thursday that we can't announce yet, but it's going to be fun. And then the four of us will get together and tell folks about things we've seen. We'll shoot some little video blog posts and so forth and put them up online. The All Songs Considered blog is where all the blogging for South by Southwest is going to be, including Carrie's writing, will be there for just that, for the week, at the All Songs Considered blog, npr.org/allsongs/blogs. But that link's going to be on the South by Southwest page. Sure. You don't have to really know that.
And
what else?
In the days leading up to the festival, you can go to the site and listen to 100 songs.
That's right.
From bands who are playing the festival.
So you go to the npr.org/SXSW site, and there they will be a little link to
just a program stream
of 100 songs. Am I missing anything else, folks?
Well, there'll be surprises. We don't even know what they are yet.
That's right. So, Carrie, you're going to take us out, and it'll be great to see you, because we only get to see you once a year.
I know. I'm excited to see you guys, too. And
I almost believed that for a second.
Oh, my God.
And I'll be wearing, I'm the guy with the hat. I'll wear
it. Wait until you see what I've done with my hair.
Oh, you're not going to
believe it. I think about your hair, Stephen. I do. I think about it maybe once a week.
And there's a lot of product on there.
And I think about your hair, Bob. And your hair. No, I really do think about Stevens and how great it is. And I am really excited to see you guys. And I mean that sincerely. Anyway, the last band I wanted to talk about, stop laughing at me. Now it's band sounds like I'm not being serious, which I am, is a band, Shaky Hands, who are from Portland. And I'm going all the way to Austin to see them for the first time, which I think is part of the South by Southwest experience and a good note to go out on, which is that sometimes when you go to a festival, you gain a new perspective on something that is familiar or too close to appreciate. And it's really wonderful to see a band in a different context being appreciated by people from all over the place instead of just the way they're appreciated in your hometown, which is a lot different. So this is the Shaky Hands with We Are Young.
Carrie Brownstein, Stephen Thompson, and Robin Hilton. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.